This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Lamb.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Jammer Lamb.
Lamb.
Yeah. And this one should be real quick to describe, just a gray.
It's called
Lamb the Gray. This is the source of all the gray imagery and stories about just broadly what they call in the book here UFO mythology.
It's really annoying because what says it doesn't say it's the source. It says it resembles it, because in the mythos, the grays already have a cool explanation.
Yes,
and it's Migos attempting to make a human form.
Mm-hmm.
So like in Delta Green, the main antagonists are the Migos, and the reason they tie that into like X-Files stuff,
mm-hmm,
and grays and everything is because it's them trying to be humans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is just like, what if there was a giant one?
You know, celestial emissary.
Yeah, it's just a big celestial emissary, mm-hmm, physically weak. You know, and he basically just says mind control. Like, he's not very interesting.
No. You know, it just like, so he just goes on field trips to Earth to like look at our flora and fauna. Mm-hmm. And I guess the reason that I like made the assumption that he was the source of it is like he does the same thing. Like he abducts people to study them, and then he like sends them back, you know, like full of all these hallucinations to confuse them, you know, so they don't know exactly what happened.
They stink of rum.
Damn it. You beat me to it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's basically what he does. And that's also what the
Migos do.
Yeah. Migos did, you know, take the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, send them back.
Yeah,
you know, it's a, you know, it feels like this is, you know, not gilding the lily, but like just kind of a real unnecessary little number on here.
Just it doesn't necessarily like fit into a pantheon necessarily. It doesn't seem to have a domain or desires really, aside from acquisition of knowledge, but not like cool knowledge, but more like what do leaves look like.
Mm-hmm.
Which it like weirdly makes Lamb the gray one that I relate to the most.
Okay. Oh, is it he just likes to know what leaves look like?
He just wants to know stuff. Like, well, just like Lamb's particular kind of curiosity and like just seeming like inoffensiveness. I relate to that. Like, I don't necessarily, you know, I'm relatively weak physically. You know,
I agree.
I also don't have a cult, and that's what we're beating around. Like, so this is a full week of gods that don't have a cult.
Mm, yeah, yeah. This week is the gods that may as well not exist.
Yeah.
You know, like what? How does this thing fit into a campaign?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know. Like this does not feel. And it's not from like a source book. It's from the Encyclopedia Cthuliania. Thing,
okay,
which was like every once in a while that pops up where it just like this came from somebody making a reference book.
Yeah,
it'd be like a book that like a word that was not used in real life but only appeared in the dictionary.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's a solution in search for a problem.
I derailed this entire thing by just thinking about how cool that was just now, like finding a word in the dictionary that like no one's ever used, but it was just put in the dictionary.
Oh my god, it's a canary trap.
That's way too cool.
You know, like about that, right?
Yeah.
the town in Western Pennsylvania that was just put in as a copyright and actually became a place because somebody said, well, might as well build a house there, and it became a town.
Torment.
Good luck.
There's also those like unlisted towns,
uh-huh,
you know, like, you know, Russian City 42 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That are like, there's a documentary about one of those I just recently learned about, which is apparently has like a greater death toll and worse radiation shit than Chernobyl.
Yeah.
But everybody likes living there because compared to, you know, the average citizen,
mm-hmm,
in Russia, they were getting all these perks like meat.
Right, right.
You know, and I was just like, man, that shit's fascinating to me.
Yeah. What about that one alleyway that gave birth to a street?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, go find cooler stuff.
Yeah.
Just because Lamb exists doesn't mean that the world isn't full of awesome imaginative things. Right. Don't let Lamb ruin the, you know, life for you. It only takes 1d6 sanity to see him. He's fine. He's not going to have that much impact on you. A tall, ugly man is not that hard on you.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.